Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com. Time now for the take.
Yeah. Give me another nickname, Grossman.
Hash. Dank.
The Take
with Ethan Moore.
Under Dr. Bendapudi. Gosh, see, yep. I was so focused on just nailing her name correctly, and I butchered it.
And Biggest Biscuit, also known as Dave Skull.
Oh, man, what's the name of that freaking Muppet?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Accountability, toughness, and love, that's who we are. That's our three pillars of our program, and it's branded by the phrase, love each other, which we all know as LEO.
I love when Jack gets excited.
So happy!
He is!
Twice in one day, he plays the Tom Allen drop. And look at him!
He's bouncing around, big smile on his face. I'm Ethan, he's Dave, Jack's behind the glass. You're listening to The Take right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Once again, we're filling in for Strebel and Sweeney. They'll be back next week under Dr. Bendy Nilipudi.
That was a jam!
You got that out of the archives. That's got to be at least 2 years old.
I can't with that, dude. That's amazing.
Dude, that we started off the show just, I mean, off the rails from the start.
I was lost.
I loved it.
You can't play that clip for me. And come on.
Bendy Nilipudi. And I think we had... under Dr. Bendy Nilipudi. I know you could just like... I think, and that's when we... That's what made it even worse. I think we were interviewing Vince.
Oh, you were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was labeled as... Ethan mispronounces Bendapudi while interviewing Tyre.
Oh, great.
And if you hear the full clip, you can hear at the end of it, Tyre kind of chuckle.
You mean Ty Vince Ray?
Yeah. Under Dr. Bendy Nilipudi. Bendapudi. Gosh, see, I was so focused on just nailing her name correctly, and I butchered it. Oh, goodness.
So did you see the new name for the Cleveland Major League Baseball team?
Guardians. Yeah, yeah, they came out this morning.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, it seemed like, I don't know if it was intentional to keep, like, the D-I-A-N-S ending.
Oh, it had to be.
Right? And then, like, the shape of the logo is kind of similar. Like, there's a lot of nods. And I saw some criticism of, like, the rollout. Like, they didn't really, I didn't see the video. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to comment on it. But some people were criticizing like the way they rolled it out, like they weren't acknowledging the fact that they were replacing like a racist name. Like they're just like, oh no, it's a rebranding, we're good, and there's no reason why, we just did it. But no, I like the story, you know, the Guardians story. I have never been to Cleveland, so
well, yeah,
I didn't know about.
Tell
the,
me, I had no idea.
See what... the Guardians statues that are on the bridge that's right next to Jacobs Field or whatever it is, Progressive Field, whatever it is now. They're called like the Guardians of Transportation.
I guess playing at Progressive Field made it kind of a requirement.
Right. Right. Progressive.
It's not Conservative Field.
Yes.
There
what
he is.
What a bad joke.
It's a bad joke, but I got to be honest with you. I enjoyed it. I did. Not well done, really, but I appreciate it. I want to say well done, Jack.
Good job, good effort.
Very
good
much
job,
spit effort. Out of my head as soon as it popped in there.
No on deck circle. Yep. Give me the mic. Let's do this. Anyway, but The Guardians are badass. Like the actual statues are really cool.
And I like the logo.
They're called the Guardians of Transportation or the Guardians of Traffic is what I saw too. And they're the two. They're the four Guardians that are on that bridge.
Okay.
Four statues. They're cool. I like the story and I like the label. And then maybe in 40 years we won't think about what they used to be called. Yeah, you gotta get, it takes about that long, whole generation or two before you just get used to a nickname, right?
Now, if the Washington football team can ever come up with one.
Who knows, man? I mean, I know there was like a minefield of people squatting on trademarks and stuff like that, you know, as soon as it started percolating a couple of years ago that the name would probably change sooner. I mean, should just change the name 20 years ago. I mean, you knew you weren't going to be able to be that forever.
Mm-mm.
It's a terrible name. Come on.
So now they're the Guardians.
Well, I'm talking about the Washington football team.
Like, who knows?
Theirs was even worse.
Yeah, the one that I read as WTF every time.
Every single time I see it. I see it's WFT. I see WTF every time.
Why is it taking so long to come up with a new logo and name?
Dan Snyder.
Dan Snyder never wanted to change in the first place.
Texter says
they had to force his hand.
Texter says at 437-9680, the take turns into LSL when it gets neutered. That was a good one. Whoever wins the Louisville Kentucky game will become bowl eligible. That's sad. Well, hopefully it's Louisville at least is better than that right there. Jeff doesn't want to talk about bad football teams, and he mentions Pitt every 10 minutes.
Thoughts on Kenny Pickett?
Hey, man, let's go the dark horse for Heisman. Wait, what was his?
Kenny, you can pick it.
He's got that nice NIL deal taking care of the big hosses up front.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Which I'll always appreciate. I don't know how to feel about Pitt football this year, but I did think it was really entertaining that the first day that this OU Texas news broke, I was listening to the V show with Greer. I guess it was yesterday, and he mentioned the Big Ten maybe poaching Pitt, and I was just like, come on. Like, I don't. Yeah, sure. They fit the academic profile and nothing else.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Nothing else.
That would be a very Big Ten thing to take them because
right,
of that.
Right, just because of that. So they've already got Pennsylvania on lock. They're good there. You know, they haven't really been good in football since Dan Marino.
Tony Dorsett. On. Yeah.
Tony Dorsett. You know.
Texter says Louisville football fans' expectations need to be calibrated, racking up wins in the Big East and the American, and then Lamar Jackson masking problems. You're a mid-ACC team on an average year.
That's what they've been since they've been in the league, other than, you know,
I don't know about
two-thirds of the Lamar Heisman year.
If Louisville goes 8-4 most years, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm not ecstatic, but I'm happy.
That's the vast majority of fans. I mean, I've said it before. And it got doctored up and just, you know, they take like the little bits of it and play it. But like year to year, Louisville fans should expect about 8 wins.
Yeah.
And then you should expect with the way we recruit, you know, you don't recruit all the teams that don't recruit at an elite level. So everybody outside of like 10 programs, you need to expect to have a special season. You need to capitalize when you have that special combination of talent, like every third or fourth year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we need to be able to challenge Clemson, not necessarily beat them. We need to be able to challenge Clemson legitimately on the field every 3 to 4 years. Yeah. That's where we are right now. It doesn't mean that that's where we're going to be forever. That's the reality of our program right now. We need to aim for 8 wins a year, and hopefully we can snatch a 9th or 10th win every couple of seasons.
I mean, they play Florida State.
That would be a very successful run. That would be a good program.
I think Louisville's, what, 500 against Florida State since they've been a member of the ACC? Now Florida State's down, but
not
still.
Very good since we joined.
Yeah. Now, I don't agree with this. I want your take on this. Neither team has program status. Both programs are mediocre. You are arguing about program status like it's not the Spider-Man meme. I'm sorry. I mean, Louisville football program is not on the same level as UK's football program historically. Overall, Louisville's a better program. I don't see how it can be argued
otherwise. Look, I think Louisville's a better program, but I do. I'm not going to completely argue him because that's the Jeff Greer argument, where it's like below a certain point, what are you arguing? I understand that.
Yeah,
I get it. But I think that you put the resumes next to each other and Louisville wins out.
Okay,
for sure. But we're not talking about a top 25 historical program.
Yeah,
you know, we're talking about two very mid programs, sometimes below mid.
I would argue if you're using a really long view, both programs are like very much like under average. They're below average.
If we're talking long view, when you're talking about historical win totals, win percentage.
Yeah, which I mean, Louisville's program wasn't relevant before Schellenberger other than a couple bowl years of Corso. And then Kentucky, you know, had a pop-up thing Bear Bryant he went to Bama.
And they won a national championship in 1950.
And they had a good year or two in the 70s, but other than that, they were largely, you know, two terrible programs.
Yeah. I think the basis...
And before everyone says Indiana was worse than both of them, don't worry. I am well aware of that.
Everything Jack just said is absolutely true. I think the basis of a lot of Louisville fans' argument is that take it from both of them were irrelevant before the 80s, but in the last 40 years, one has been markedly better than the other.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the truth for sure. If you're looking at numbers since then, the only thing that UK has had over Louisville in that span is conference status, period. It's conference affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
But look, dude, it is a kind of a silly argument, but when you're talking about expectations, my point stands. Both programs at this point should expect to beat the other one. Yeah. And if you don't expect to beat the other one, you shouldn't expect to be a successful program.
Yeah, that's right. So this is where I'm coming from. Texter says 2-10, 5-7, 5-7, 7-6, 7-6, 10-3, 8-5, 5-6. UK needs to settle down about being the better program. And you can take the stats and you can argue it's the SEC, whatever, versus the American Big East, ACC, whatever. That's where I'm coming from. In the grand scheme of things, are Louisville and Kentucky football national power programs? No, they're not in football. I would argue if you're telling me you think Kentucky football or the program is better than Louisville's football program, I'm going to disagree. And I think the stats bear that out. Texter says, UK's best bowl win is the Peach Bowl. Louisville has won the Fiesta, Orange, and Sugar Bowls. End of story. Texter says, you guys are so delusional about Louisville's status as a football program. Get a reality check.
Reality check radio. ESPN 680 105.7. Midday rush.
Get a reality check. Call Lachlan McClain and get a reality check.
Spectrum News 1.
I mean, I don't think anybody said that the Louisville football program is at some elite status, saying it's better than Kentucky.
I just think there's an assumption of, you know, when you say one thing is better than the other, then the thing you're saying is better, you're automatically saying is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, well said. Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah, I mean, everybody hears what they want to hear.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, we're comparing two crappy programs.
I literally just said...
I wouldn't say Louisville's a crappy football
I literally
program.
Just said within the last 10 minutes... I've already forgot. Like, literally just said Louisville is better, but they're both traditionally not good. Jack also said that. We just said it.
I'll say that, too.
Ethan says it. See, neither team is good. Like... program is good traditionally, but when you're talking about the stat, that's why this is such a silly argument. Like, it's just the status of the programs, whatever. Like, the argument's been made, it's out there. Look at the game tape, it's there.
Look at the footage. 8 wins is the definition of average. No thanks. Your ideal of a successful UofL run, 8 wins every couple years, 10 sounds like a lot like UK in a better conference.
How is averaging 8 wins every year or 8 wins being a typical season and then winning 9-10 or better every 3 or 4 years anything like the history of Kentucky football? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Go figure. Two UofL hacks thinking they're the better football program.
Hey, I'm a homer and a hack. I'm not a honk. I'm a homer and a hack. For sure.
I think that we're both homers, but we're not the rah-rah homers where it's my team right or wrong. Yeah, we'll call it out when you need to.
I think I do. I think I'm pretty balanced when it comes to Louisville, but I mean, you say anything that's not Louisville sucks to some of these people and you're being a homer.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
This is comedy. You historically have played weaker opponents. Of course you'll have a better record.
Yeah, we had Kentucky on the schedule every year.
Ooh.
Sorry. They're like, I don't even rivalry. They're just bringing it out of me.
Yeah. I love it.
Like, I don't. I hate rivalrying. It's the same talking points. I can't stand it.
You hate the Mets? It's fun.
It's not fun. But these.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Jack wagons are going to pull it out of me.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. UK fans want to argue Louisville isn't the better program because of the last few seasons, but scream at the top of their lungs about how their basketball is elite because of the last 12 years. Just don't bring up the last 2 to 3 years to them.
Well, I mean, Kentucky also has, what, like 60, 80 years to back that one up also.
I don't know how good that text was.
Yeah. And Kentucky's a lot more than just Calipari.
When discussing the better program, they go through UK's record and doesn't mention U of L's record. Well, Louisville was an embarrassing 2-10 3 years ago, and they were an awful 4-7 this past year. Other than that, they had decent records. I don't think comparing records, Texter says, are apples to apples with the level of conferences. Fair.
I agree, but there's also the head-to-head record since 1994 when the series was rekindled. I think it's 15-11 still, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
the bowl wins and the bowl appearances.
The top 25 finishes, the top 10 finishes, you know. So there you go. Happy anniversary, Ethan. Thank you, Texter.
I never in a million years thought we'd get like a segment and a half out of comparing.
For the last hour, 20 minutes.
Good God.
Well, here you go.
God, I love this rivalry.
It's so exhausting. Like, we had a conversation about the Kentucky Louisville football game, and it turned into just a stick measuring contest, you know, for an hour.
Well, check this out.
I thought I was pretty complimentary of UK's football program and team earlier. Whatever.
Well, read this text. I'm a UK fan, and I think you guys have been very fair talking about Louisville and Kentucky in status.
Well, thank you.
See?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Texter. I appreciate that.
Jack, play the sound where the guy caught Ethan and Biscuit with an L's down.
Wasn't it me and Patty?
Patty Ice did that nonsense.
Go ahead and play that. It's pretty funny.
It takes a second for the computer for it to...
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. We're just going to let the silence...
Oh, okay, we're going to do that. All right. Leave you all.
All right.
Here, I've dragged it over. I put it on. It's loading into the thing. And now it's ready to play. Maybe.
Oh, man, Jack. What happened?
You're really making me swim here.
Though. Right, Mike, you're up next on our reaction show here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Thanks for hanging on, Mike. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, man?
Not much. We're doing good, buddy. We're just trying to dissect this situation just like everybody else.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. L's down forever.
It's a fine addition to the show.
You waited on hold for like 15 minutes. Just
yeah, I'm proud of him. I hope he... God, I wish we'd have held him on hold for another 15. Like, it's amazing he held on for 15 minutes.
BBC!
Just say L's down
forever.
L's down. All right.
It was good. I appreciated it. That was the deal.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. L's down forever.
We had a guy similar that called in LSL the week of the Louisville-Kentucky basketball game. It was like, we're going to blow you guys out. This is our worst team in 50 years. We're going to run you out of the building. And I was just like, all right.
All right.
Okay. So, and he held for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. So, hey, man, look.
L's down, Jeffrey!
That was Patty.
Like, I think I just soiled myself. That was pretty scary.
Let's mention this. Let's try to change it up just a little bit. Let's mention this Davion Mintz thing, man.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure, like, that's what I've been looking at on Twitter, trying to find more on this Reebok deal.
Well, I asked that question online a few weeks ago, and my understanding is that, and Davion Mintz now has a deal with Reebok, but of course, UK is a Nike school. I'm under the understanding that he won't be able to wear the Reebok shoes when they play, because UK has their lucrative Nike deal.
Yeah.
But I think he can wear them any other time and then promote that product. Good for him.
Like, because that was one of the things, you know, like when the different shoes or the different schools' policies and everything were coming out,
mm-hmm.
that there was going to be no conflict of interest between the sponsors of the schools and the sponsors of the kids. So I'm sure he worked it out,
yeah.
with Kentucky, and they were very specific, I'm sure, with the language and everything. Like, obviously, you can't wear Reebok on the court, you know, for our Nike sponsored team. Obviously there's the Insta account and everything. I'm sure he can tweet out pictures of him wearing shoes and all that stuff. It's just interesting to me because that is a direct conflict of interest sure. with the biggest sponsorship deal the school has.
Yeah.
The bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to me. Yeah. Is that, you know, Kentucky probably, or at least Davion Mintz probably ran it by Kentucky. Kentucky ran it by Nike. I don't know how much they could have done to stop it.
Yeah. I don't think they can, as provided they don't wear it during the games.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
I think Mac McClung did the same thing. Texas Tech was an Under Armour school, but he wore, like, Nikes or something. I don't know how that was viewed down there in Lubbock. But
Lubbock.
He did that.
The old outpost. That's the whenever anybody talks about Texas Tech joining the ACC, say, man, have you guys ever been to Lubbock?
What's there to
Same
do?
Same with Baylor, like Baylor Waco, man. Just
Branch Davidian Compound. That's the only thing I know about.
Waco
that.
is about halfway between Austin and Fort Worth. I know this because I made that drive a lot the year I lived in Austin. And it's like, Austin's awesome. Then there's Waco. And the most I saw of Waco was a gas station in Baylor's football stadium, which is right next to the highway.
That's a very nice stadium.
It is. Sure. Why not? It's Waco.
There you have it.
I don't know, man. Baylor's got a great – has had a very successful run. Just won the national championship in basketball. I don't really want to be in the Baylor business.
Just some of the places where the non-UT schools are, I mean, Waco, Lubbock. College Station. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
TCU's in Fort Worth.
Yeah. And SMU's in Dallas, so they're good. But
Houston, Rice down there. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of nice schools in Texas.
Yep, like, UTEP and El Paso.
Right. Hey, it's funny though. Like, people don't realize how big some of those towns are in Texas now. Like, we think of them as just secondary cities and whatever, but they have like 15 cities that are among the 100 most populated cities in the country.
Yeah, now. When
so it's like California too.
When I went to Dallas a couple summers ago, and I had a friend from school that's
the
from out there. So I went out there, stayed with him and his family for like a week or something. We went to a Mexican place in Fort Worth. And we drove from Dallas to Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got to Fort Worth and I saw the Fort Worth skyline, I was like, okay, so that's why Louisville doesn't have an
NBA
team.
That's right.
It was just so...
And I'm building. I mean, the Metroplex is
so
silly.
Soul-crushing that Fort Worth, the secondary city,
is massive.
Was bigger than Louisville.
Arlington and Irving are in the Metroplex as well. And they're both top 100 cities. Yeah. Like, they're basically...
It's insane.
I mean, they're suburbs, but it's silly. Like, there's so many people in DFW.
Yeah, that being said, still, please find a way to get NBA team one of these days.
That's crazy.
That's all I want.
Lubbock.
Lubbock. No, like, you have to say it like that. I want to go down to Lubbock.
There's a whole lot of bees in Lubbock.
It's almost like trying to teach somebody how to say Louisville.
Yeah. You say this, this is how I always tell people... You say Louisville like you're trying to swallow the word.
Yeah.
Louisville.
Really quick. Do you all want to run through some texts?
Before we get a break?
We're still rolling through the football talk.
Sure. Yeah. I tried to take an exit out of it, but that's probably just going to be that you see you kick that hornet's nest, and it's just done for the rest of the day.
Dexter says, great program. Lost the BCS championship to the powerhouse Rutgers. Yeah, they did. Oh, the Ray Rice years, baby. They were something.
Man, Rutgers won 11 games that year.
Yeah, and we also beat Rutgers to go to the Sugar Bowl and beat Florida.
Texter, U of L is 29-29 in the ACC since joining, and that's with having Lamar and the ACC being vastly inferior to the SEC the past few years. Kentucky is 24-34 in the SEC during the same stretch. They have the same number of wins versus top 15 teams won during that time. They have been pretty much equal.
God. Yeah, since the ACC, yeah. Just that's about right. I mean, how
but bragging that, about being 24-34 like,
that,
in the SEC.
That text right there encapsulates this entire argument. Like, why are we arguing? Like, that text right there.
Because it's July 23rd.
It's July 23rd. That text right there encapsulates the silliness of this entire discussion.
Selective Memory Dude said UK cared more. Things have changed for the foreseeable future. UK has the bigger, better, and tougher players. Does U of L have any receivers as good as Wandell Robinson or Ali, even if they don't use them, plus UK getting more dudes in the league?
No, I don't think UK has more dudes in the league than Louisville does. Tutu Atwell and Dez, two receivers, just went to the league.
Yeah, Wandell Robinson is a beast, though.
He's a fantastic
really
player. He's
put defensive players and a couple offensive linemen in the league last. So they're absolutely trending upward.
And then Dexter says, when winning 3 out of 4 becomes 5 of 6, will you admit who has the better program? It won't be 101-23 like the last two games, but the outcome is going to be the same.
I admit nothing.
I don't have a crystal ball.
I admit nothing. Never.
UK has had one great year in the last 40-something years. Not being a hater, even though I am one. That's the facts.
Dexter says Kentucky also won the Sugar and Cotton Bowl.
We're never getting out of this conversation.
No, we're not. Just embrace it. Embrace it. We're here.
Dexter says UK fans think the last two football wins versus U of L is equivalent to the last 15 years.
Yep.
Yeah,
they blew them out. They've embarrassed Louisville the last 2 years. It doesn't mean they're the better program because they've embarrassed U of L the last 2 years.
I sure do hope we win this game this year.
Dexter says, if Kenny Bain is such a great coach,
are you serious?
Tired of the head coach.
Say it again. What?
Kenny Bain. Nobody has said Kenny Bain's name all
that had to be a text read as
long.
What?
Tell me what it said.
If Kenny Bain is such a great coach, why has he never been hired as a head coach?
It's a good point.
Same
Dexter. Next text. UK's recent football success is a product of being down or rebuilding years by South Carolina, Tennessee, and Louisville, and 3 automatic non-conference wins last year shows where UK fits in the SEC.
It's a good text. An accurate one.
That's a good text. That there's a good text.
Since 1994, UK has had 6 seasons where they finished with 2 wins or less.
It's another good text.
Ethan's just... The question of, are we ever going to get out of this conversation was answered by Ethan. He said, I don't want to get out of this conversation. keep it coming, baby.
Where's the pot we can stir some more of?
I don't know, man.
Texter said, if I had a dime for every time Crean said Fort Worth.
I thought you going to say, you were the Big Ten.
I know, seriously, that's the first. Texter says, only Texans like Texas. LEO, that's right. Texter says, NCAA keeps granting years. Mintz will be a doctor when he leaves.
Dr. Mintz.
Texter says, as a UK grad, they are in the middle of the pack of teams, but I haven't seen much hype from the UK fan base and program about this year. I'm waiting for a letdown.
I've seen some. I'll be honest. I think after last year,
players just said they're going to Atlanta during media days.
Yes, he did. I'll say from the rank and file fan, I think some of them were tempered after last year's disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of them are taking a wait and see from my perspective. But that doesn't change the fact that they are 100% chesty when it comes to Louisville.
Yeah.
Which is all that really matters in this conversation.
Correct.
Like, they absolutely are asserting their ever-loving dominance over the Louisville Cardinals in their mind. So that's all that we're talking about here.
Indeed. Let's see.
Well, yeah, they'll probably go like 5-7 and whatever.
Oh, goodness. All right, let's...
I wouldn't be surprised if they finish second. I don't know what to think of them. I really don't. I just don't know. I don't know. I think Tennessee's garbage. You know, South Carolina doesn't scare me at all. Georgia's incredibly good. Florida's talented.
Yeah. I think the notion that
Missouri's
and I don't want to make this sound like the ACC's good, because other than Clemson, it isn't.
Vandy's bad.
But I mean, like, the notion that the SEC East is just this
some juggernaut. Yeah.
Juggernaut. I mean, Georgia, Florida.
It's getting back to where they were.
Yeah, Florida last year was back to where they were, but before that they had been down for 3 or 4 years, and they're replacing basically everyone from last year, so they're a big question mark. I mean, there's not, other than Georgia, no one in the SEC is intimidating. SEC East is intimidating.
That's
it's
the
not.
Thing. Like, and
that's where you can get a year like Kentucky had, which, credit to them, you have to take advantage of that.
Well, they finally did, because it had been a down period for Tennessee, Florida, everybody.
But
South
you get
Carolina
that
for
to
years,
where,
and they finally did.
But you get that, and then you get a couple you get crossovers where you get Mississippi State as your permanent crossover, which Kentucky has. And then if you get like an Ole Miss or an Arkansas or someone like that, that's the formula you need if you're Kentucky. And I'm not saying that as a knock for Kentucky, but when you get that, you take advantage of that, and that's how Kentucky can have the success they've had under Mark Stoops.
I'm just saying, I'm looking forward to the pods. You know, the four.
Don't give me the pods. Just get rid of the damn divisions.
Time out. Give me the 4-14 pods, and I look forward to the Kentucky, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia pod.
That's not what the pod would mean. You know it.
But it'd be amazing if it was. That's all I'm saying. Like, come on. It'd be great.
I think Kentucky would quit football if that was the pod.
I threw one out there earlier just because this is what we really wanted to do today, was speculate about everything instead of getting wrapped up in a
Let's take a break and actually
I kind of want to, if you have any drops, even though I have to break the news, we
got the text line wanting that. Do we want to? It's going to be a letdown. They're going to get
no make mistake this week, guys.
And it's not our fault. We didn't do it. Jack took a day off yesterday
after eating just four hot dogs.
Yeah, he had four hot dogs and his tummy hurt. His tum-tum hurt. He had to take a break.
Treble was off. Rumbridge was off. Andy was off yesterday and today. It was a mutual decision. Just we're going to have a mega mixtape next week.
All right. That works.
All right. Let's do that. We'll take a break. We'll wrap up the show and lead you into the weekend. You're listening to The Take right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations, but they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
You're listening to The Take
with Ethan Moore.
We're bringing in kids that want to dominate that rivalry. Period.
And Biggest Biscuit, also known as Dave Skull.
It's ACC title game or bust. Period.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Period.
Welcome to the weekend in the final segment of The Take. I'm Ethan. He's Dave. Jack is here too. And we tried to talk Taylor out of that. We tried.
Yeah, just for the record, that wasn't me. Okay.
We tried. Taylor got hyped up. Got wrapped up in emotion. I tried to pump the brakes a little bit. You know, you live and you learn.
Ethan, were you going to own something real quick when you got back from break?
Yes. We did look it up, researched it, and right now UK has more players on NFL rosters than Louisville.
And I will couch that. I will catch, because I thought they were about equal, because Kentucky's had a really good couple of years in the draft.
I think it's 24-18.
Something like that. And
I was wrong.
I will
because
say this.
It was just throbbing.
These are camp rosters.
Yep.
So not all of these guys on either list are going to be on the active NFL roster. But Kentucky added like 8 dudes between the draft and free agency this year, and I think 5 or 6 last year. So they've had a significant advantage in recent years putting guys in the NFL. A lot of Louisville's dudes are long time. Mm-hmm. They're established. A lot of Kentucky's guys are too. I mean, they've got some long time starters, but they are definitely outpacing Louisville the last couple of years. Some of these dudes aren't going to stick. I mean, I'd say probably 4 or 5 of the Kentucky guys and a couple of the Louisville guys aren't going to be on final rosters. But yeah.
There you have it. And we enjoy the text line. I enjoy the insults.
Oh, yeah.
And the quick wit.
And for the record, we wanted a mixtape. We both love the mixtape.
Oh, it's appointment listening.
We desired a mixtape going into today. We thought, like yesterday, if you listen to the show yesterday, we said around 5:30, we said, you know, tomorrow about this time, we're going to be listening to the mixtape. We were plugging it. We're ready to go, and we come in today, and Jack was like, no, Andy nixed it. You guys are on your own.
So
just for the record, Andy, Jack put that at your feet.
Yes.
But I do. I love the text line, can we hit the mixtape? Just get to the mixtape. When is the mixtape? Yeah.
I think the best one is Lazy Ass Jack Grossman, bring back Mitch.
Mitch is in St. Louis. He's not coming back. Do you have any funny drops, though? Do you have any individual ones the last couple days? We can bring some flavor in.
Yeah,
this.
It'll be a teaser for next week's Mega Mixtape.
Give us some drops. We've got like 15 minutes left in the show. Give us some funny drops, some stuff we can react to. I want to laugh. The people at home want to laugh. They're tired of talking about Kentucky and Louisville measuring their tiny sticks.
Buns have to be eaten.
Not enough buns were eaten, Nick. Not enough buns were eaten.
Have to be eaten.
Where are you going to do it? I know a few years back we had to do it inside.
How is this different than Marcus Carr? And I don't know how much different it is.
Well, it is interesting from the standpoint of, you know, I'm not saying either one is right or wrong, but when it's Louisville, that's one of your first great ones
where you just barreled in right there.
You know,
What
is today? July 19th?
You haven't really had much, but right there, you ran me over. Sorry. You did. No, finish your point. I don't remember what I was even saying.
But the conversation.
That's my favorite part about Jack. Like when you do barrel in, like I get so focused on you barreling in that I forget whatever I was talking about.
I haven't been good with it. Sorry, but
no, you're fine. Yeah. No, I love interacting with you. You always have good things to say, and even if you're wrong, it's good for the show. But you're right. You're right a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the thing is that you're good at sports radio. I love when you barrel in. Sometimes it's in the middle of my point, and it's a little frustrating.
Thanks, and sorry.
I did the splits at second base. My ass is still killing me.
Yo, Phil. What's up?
Attaboy, Phil. Oh, man.
But Keldon Johnson. Here's my scouting report on Keldon.
I do like the gasp.
Did you guys hear the intro for Stoops on the media days on Monday?
I missed it.
Mark's a fan of country music and a friend of Toby Keith, and he and I share an early foundational element of our careers, which is house painting. He, during his high school time, me early in college, and then I was motivated to perform well academically. University of Kentucky head football coach Mark Stoops.
Wow.
I saw that on Twitter in the comments about Toby Keith, and I was like, dude, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, what a weird intro. Like, here's a list of the most random facts I could find about Mark Stoops. Has met Toby Keith, painted houses in high school.
Did they do that for everyone?
I don't know.
What were the fun facts about Nick Saban? Like,
wins more than anyone else.
No, that's
does,
not a,
does,
that's,
does not send emails.
That's a... that's a relevant fact. You don't want that, apparently, for Greg Stanky Leg. You want him to say, like, Nick Saban wrecked his bike when he was 11. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Nick Saban is a Virgo.
He likes long walks on the beach at dusk.
Well, you said it. I think we got to get into the Stanky file now.
Yeah, I do.
And yes, I will mark that for later.
Get into that Stanky file, bud.
My man Stanky Leg, I just don't know.
Stanky Leg. One of the interesting things that the commissioner, what's his name, Stanky?
Stanky.
Stanky. Yes. And I think we can get into Stanky.
Best part is they think it's Stanky, right?
Like, they did.
Yeah, like yeah. That wasn't
the process. No. Never corrected them.
That's even better.
For Media Day concerning the SEC by Stanky. I thought
Stanky.
That's my favorite.
The most accurate statement that Commissioner Stanky had in that whole litany.
There's something so good.
I think the NCAA has a big problem. Stanky stepped out.
There's something so good about Issel and Pratt just, like, matter-of-factly just using it casually. It's not on purpose. They're not, you know, using it in a joking manner. They're just calling him Stanky.
But in the SEC, in Commissioner Stanky's speech today.
See, Scotty, he knows he messed up, and he just kind of decides, I'm just going to power through it.
Play that one again.
But in the SEC... In Commissioner Stanky's speech today.
Now, what was that? Can we do that one more time?
Can I get that again?
In Commissioner Stanky's...
that needed to be the intro with SEC Media Days. Yep. Commissioner Stanky. Now coming to the podium, Commissioner Stanky. Oh, Jack, I wanted you to play that drop again. I was going to introduce him.
Oh, sorry, I was going to. That's a different one. That's Paul Feinbaum.
I mean, I know how you feel about it.
Oh, that was fantastic. Can we go back to the Scotty D sound?
Scotty's over and over again. That doesn't sound anything like him.
I know.
It came out of nowhere. It sounds like he was possessed.
Commissioner Stanky.
Like, that's easily a top 4 seed in the sound bracket next
that's
year, right?
So good. Who was the person who actually cleaned out the fridge? Do we know his name? Did he go on air like they were talking about?
No,
he was an anonymous hero that came in and sacrificed his own health to clean out the fridge and freezer.
Oh, it was a listener of the station. That's what Drew said.
Yeah, but I thought like Drew was dangling like, you can come sit in for a segment and all this stuff, and I guess he just gave him the tickets.
I think he just gave him the tickets.
Maybe he didn't want to sit in.
I don't know.
Dude, I barely recovered from that.
That was
Scotty. Sounds incredible.
Do you have anything else? can you just replay the whole phrase again?
But in the SEC, in Commissioner Stanky's speech today,
what kind of speech was that?
Taxer Jack sounds like he drinks Smirnoff Ice.
No, not really.
What'd be wrong with that? Get iced.
I don't know. I've just never done it. Maybe I should try it. Maybe I'd like it.
So weak. I can't. That was fantastic. Can you just play that one again? The whole thing is even better. We could have done this all. Like, I could have reacted to
the SEC. In Commissioner Stanky's speech today.
That was great. Hey, my mic. Oh, dude.
That's oh, man, what's the name of that freaking Muppet?
Jack, you never played Bros Icing Bros back in the day? You were a little young for that.
I was a little young for that.
You remember that, Ethan?
What?
Just talking about the Smirnoff ice clip.
Between. She's never touched it in her life, and now she's being picky. She's like, oh, that one feels soft, or that one's, you know.
Keith, what are we doing?
You bring him back, and I think also when you talk about, you know, the new style of play, there's a lot of pressure on this new assistant coach. Is McManus, is that his last
McMaines.
Name?
McManus.
McManus, yeah. 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 I mean, so there's, you know, there's excitement.
Like, nice looking Keith.
Oh, Keith.
Nothing's going to top.
I love Keith.
Nothing's going to top Scotty D's.
No, it's not.
Stanky speech.
No. Like I've weeped openly in the last 20 minutes.
And even wept.
It wept. Yeah, thank you. Can I get that one more time?
Yeah. Hit us up with that stanky speech.
But in the SEC, in Commissioner Stanky's speech today.
Scotty, we love you. I hope you're not listening. But that was great. Oh, goodness gracious.
But in the SEC,
I need to decompress.
In Commissioner Stanky's speech today,
it got me so messed up that I forgot how to conjugate the verb weep.
I'm just perplexed over here. I'm bamboozled. I'm befuddled.
Are you sure it's not Jesus weeped?
It's wept, past tense, yes.
Yes, I know. I know.
Man.
I know. Dude, that just derailed. I think I had like three or four more things. Like, we can hit these quickly. And then I was like, no, play some sound.
Who needs a mixtape?
Like, I mean, dude. Scotty, just with the silver bullet. If we had heard that in the first segment, we wouldn't have gotten into any of these conversations.
No, I think the
show's... It would have been 3 hours of that.
The show's open, and then this. I think we open strong and close strong.
The middle part.
The middle part? Biscuit was a little frustrated.
So what do we do for the last 7 minutes?
Well, we can talk about... Who has the better program?
No, we can't. why, Ayanna?
Goodness gracious.
Weeped versus wept.
Oh, my goodness.
My goodness.
Dexter says, a random fact if Nick Saban were a Virgo that Stanky could say is, and someone who shares the birth sign of the most serial killers in history, Mr. Nick Saban.
Which wouldn't surprise anybody, would it?
No, it would not.
I mean, I would be scared of him if I saw him out. Like, I wouldn't even say hello.
Well, coach. We've got like 5 minutes left. Let me ask you guys both. If you had to predict, and there's no way I'm going to get this back on the rails for 5 minutes. What we know by Monday, as far as Oklahoma and Texas are gone, what happens next week with this?
I think we know which direction.
Do you think the ACC talks to West Virginia next week?
I don't think we know about it if they do. I think we know which direction the Big 12 is going to go. Are they going to try to bring in other schools?
They have to do it immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
We're going
to have to act next week if this happens.
I think there's also the question of, like, if you remember the back in the Big East days, are the schools going to pledge together and actually pledge together? Or are they going to pledge together and then...
Be some double agents in the room.
Yeah, be like, you know...
The Pitt Chancellor.
Yeah, Pitt, Syracuse, and, well, Louisville.
Yeah. Wow, that was years. At the time, we weren't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, Louisville was. They were looking at West Virginia and then the Big 12. Dude.
Well, West Virginia...
And I'm not saying that's anything wrong on Louisville's part. It's just, you gotta
No. The West Virginia stuff happened after Pitt and Syracuse had already... Mm-hmm.
That was the last shoe to drop.
That was the last shoe to drop.
Or so we thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Louisville at that point was still in. And then the West Virginia... And we got beat out for that spot, which is just amazing.
Thankfully.
The great thing that happened for us.
Does Ethan think Strebel is better looking than Drew Franklin? Yes.
Attaboy. Streeble's a handsome man.
Yeah, he is.
Handsome man.
Please say, get swiped, Jason Entz. Please. Get swiped, Jason Entz. I guess, I don't know. I'm sure this is an inside joke.
Texter says, fellas, I can't breathe. Stop it. Same texter. Play it again. Damn you.
Sure. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think I could handle another one of those.
Commissioner Stanky.
But in the SEC, in Commissioner Stanky's speech today...
Texter says, F1 runs full blast during downpours. NASCAR spins out in a sprinkle and cries. And then a word that I can't say on air. That had to be for Pat. Right,
real quick.
Trading Paint. Nine to ten on 939 The Bill on Sundays.
Attaboy. Good stuff. Plug. Ethan, real quick, what do you think happens immediately? Like, what do you think is the fallout? Who does the Big 12 invite? Does the ACC invite anybody? Does the Pac-12 invite anybody in the next couple weeks? Because I think it's all going to happen very quickly.
I think all three is going to happen. I do think the Big 12, when it's all said and done, won't exist. Or if it does, it's a shell of its former self. I think the Pac-12 and the ACC will be fighting for the leftovers of the Big 12 if and when the Big 10 decides they want to get in. But I think they're next in line after the SEC. It's going to be up to the Big 10. Do they want to grab a Kansas? Do they want to get an Iowa State? Again, the same thing we were talking about earlier. There's no grand slam home run gets, but I do think there's some attractive teams out there potentially, but I do think the Big 10's going to eat second. Then it's going to be up to the Pac-12 and ACC to kind of divvy up the leftovers.
Do you think the ACC ends up with...
I think the ACC will get some teams in there because, again, at the end of the day, they have to create more revenue streams. How you do that is twofold. One, you go to a 9-game conference slate, and then two, you have to bring in new markets and new teams.
Do you think that it would be one or two teams? Because right now, you're in the
4-2.
Well, does it? You could add one and have 16 for everything but football, and then do three 5-team pods for football.
That's what I threw out there earlier today, is I kind of like the idea of, because I think West Virginia is going to happen regardless. I think West Virginia is going to happen. Make the aggressive play, grab them, and kind of see what else happens. You don't have to go beyond 15. Do three 15 or three 5-team pods. Play everybody in your pod every year.
Or just ditch divisions like you did a year ago, which
is
better.
You can do that, but... Or you, if you want some scheduling continuity, do three 5-team pods. You play everybody in your pod every year, and then you play one of the other pods. And you rotate every single year, and that way you play every team in the league at least once every other year, and you host them at least once every 4 years. I mean, I like it. Personally, I like it a lot.
I don't think, though, and I agree with that. I think
you can do that for as long as you want until it becomes apparent who else is going to be available or if you feel like you want to make a move to one of those Southwest teams.
Oklahoma, and I think, though, Texas, too, how many look-ins will this television contract get? If you get a West Virginia... you know, will ESPN drive this? Are they going to go to the ACC over the weekend and be like, hey, you know, if you want to renegotiate this thing, you're going to have to pick up a couple of teams, not just one, or do you grab West Virginia? I'm with you there. I think West Virginia's the first move. Maybe they kind of lay low, see the landscape. But then also, too, I think Oklahoma State's an attractive option.
I'm sure they take feedback. You know, like, who do you want to see? What's going to drive the contracts? You know what I mean? Let's see. Jack, what does Scotty Davenport have to say about that?
But in the SEC, in Commissioner Stanky's speech today.
I love Coach Davenport so much.
He's the best. He's
an incredible drop.
It was. And who thought we weren't gonna have a mixtape?
We got a little bit of a mixtape.
Best part is all that will be in next week's mixtape.
We found the clip we liked. We drove it into the ground.
You all should bookend the mixtape with Scotty D. Beginning and end. Let's make it happen. Thanks to Andy and Strebel for having us over these last couple of days. Thank you guys so much for your interaction. Whether you loved us or hated us, we appreciate it. We love the banter. For Dave, for Jack, I'm Ethan. Thank you guys so much for interacting with us. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll catch you on the flip side.
See ya.